Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and I am here to do a short podcast on some possible upcoming changes to the Delaware General Corporation Law. With me is John Olson. John is a partner at the law firm of Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher and a founding partner of the firm's D.C. office. Now, John is an expert on corporation and securities law, and he's going to talk to us with us through some of the possible changes to this year's Delaware corporation law. Proposals come forth every spring. They get filtered through the Delaware Bar Association, and eventually they are approved by the Delaware legislature. And since so many corporations are legally incorporated in Delaware, any changes to the law can have some profound consequences. And it seems like this year we are going through some pretty substantial possible amendments. John, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
Now, I wanted to say that I've seen we do have a lot of changes out there, and you've said that some of these proposals are pretty substantive about shareholder access to the proxy statement and reimbursement for proxy fights and judicial removal of directors. Those are just a few. But I was wondering if you maybe could talk about what you think the most significant amendments floating around out there could be if they are passed.
Well, I think actually that the most significant ones in terms of changing possible corporate conduct and changing the conduct of shareholders with respect to the corporation of the board of directors are two that you mentioned, a provision that would authorize specifically the adoption of proxy access provisions in the corporation's bylaws, and under Delaware law, that kind of bylaw can be adopted normally by shareholder action, which would allow shareholders under circumstances and conditions to be set forth in the bylaw to actually nominate competing candidates in the company proxy statement for election to directors. That, I think, is going to result in some proposals along those lines being on the ballot in Delaware corporations in 2010 if the Delaware legislature adopts this provision. The proxy expense reimbursement issue comes out of the case between AFSCME against CA, which was referred to the Delaware Supreme Court by the SEC in a somewhat different context, and there the Supreme Court said that reimbursement of expenses of a proxy contest is a proper subject for shareholders to act on in making a bylaw amendment, but in that particular case said that the amendment proposed by the shareholder group through a SEC 14A8 proposal in the company proxy went beyond the power of shareholders because it didn't leave any room for the directors to exercise their fiduciary discretion in terms of not giving reimbursement in cases where it wouldn't be in the best interest of the corporation to do so. This provision, if it's added by the legislature, will codify that and make it clear that such proposals can be considered if they're properly prepared in connection with the Delaware Supreme Court's opinion and presented to shareholders. And the case that the one question is not answered by the Delaware legislature and can't be is whether that can be done through the SEC shareholder proposal process, but my own expectation is that that will be the SEC's determination when it's presented with that issue, as long as the bylaws are within the guidance of that case. So those are pretty important provisions. Another one I'd mention to you as important is the provision that overrules a holding in the case of Schoon, S-C-H-O-O-N, against Troy Corporation, which allowed a company to amend its bylaws to deny indemnification rights previously available to a former director, and that was very controversial because people who, of course, are protected against litigation for actions when they served on the board, you know, get the ability to have their expenses reimbursed and so forth, were concerned that the rules of the game could be changed after they leave the board by a new board of directors, which might be in some respects hostile to them. And the Delaware legislature would overrule that and basically say that if rights are properly provided for in the bylaws, they can't be taken away by a subsequent board. That's an issue that's generally been solved since Schoon by carefully revising bylaws, but it's nice to have that change made because not every corporation has gone back and done that. So those are the three that are most important. You mentioned judicial removal of directors. That's, I think, a fairly occasional thing, and although it is somewhat new and certainly broader than it was in the past, it is, I think, less likely to become an issue most of the time.
Now,
and then there's some other technical changes about record dates that are important in terms of planning meetings, but that are not as critical in terms of just substance.
Well, that leads into what I was going to ask. Some of these proposals, like proxy access, they are fairly controversial, and I am wondering, are those likely to pass, do you think, or are there other proposals that probably are going to pass and have, you know, some consequence, but they are not as substantive or controversial? What is really going to hit us by the end of this process, and which ones are just going to generate a lot of steam?
Normally, this committee of the Delaware Bar recommends these changes after its own process in the legislature. Most years enacts them as recommended.
Yeah.
And I think that will happen with the record date provision, with the indemnification provision over ruling the Schoon case, and very likely with the judicial removal of directors in cases of bad faith conduct. I don't think those are terribly controversial. There are changes, and they're important, but they're of a peace with the kinds of amendments that Delaware considers on a regular basis and that are enacted by the legislature without a lot of controversy. You're quite right that the proxy access and proxy expense reimbursement provisions may generate some opposition. Interestingly enough, I think from both sides of the aisle, some of the activists are concerned that these state law provisions, if enacted in the leading corporate state, Delaware, which provide for private ordering, that is a lot of variation as to how corporations and their shareholders take advantage of these provisions, would result in it be in the Congress backing away from these issues and the SEC backing away from these issues, and some of the activist groups prefer a single federal standard, which they think in the current political environment with the current administration would be mandatory across the board, all public companies, and more favorable to their interests. So there's opposition on that side, potentially. The business community is always concerned about having more opportunities to stir the pot with proxy contests, and both of these provisions, of course, would make it easier to run a proxy contest at low cost. So it's possible that these provisions will not move forward as smoothly as the usual recommendations of the Delaware Bar Committee move in years where they're less controversial. I don't live in Delaware, and I'm not expert in Delaware politics, but it'll be very interesting to see whether there is substantial opposition from both sides, and if so, what the legislature does in response.
Well, that actually leads into my last question. I was going to ask if we have any sense of the timeline, either on the Delaware side to get this done, or might we actually see the SEC or Congress try and rush in and do something on their own, because they seem to have an appetite to do some sort of thing here. But what do we think the timeline is for some sort of action? Where might it come from?
Well, my friends in Delaware tell me that normally they would expect the legislature to act on recommendations of this kind by the end of the summer, and by August or so. I don't know whether that's, and I'm actually going up to this evening to a conference in Delaware with people that are active in the Delaware Bar and members of the judiciary there and academics, talk about some of these things, so I may have a better idea about it after I go to this conference. You make a good point. It is possible that the activist community, which is pushing for federal action, as I mentioned earlier, will be energized to push for quicker action in the Congress and at the SEC. The problem with that, of course, is that the ability of anybody to get the Congress to move quickly, as President Obama is finding out, is always a problem.
Very true.
I've been telling people for some time that I did not expect to see these major governance reforms taken up by the Congress in the first 100 days. I think Congressman Frank in the House is quite committed to doing some of these things. Chairman Shapiro at the SEC has said that she supports generally the concept of proxy access, but neither of them has at this stage yet developed with their staffs a specific proposal. And the Senate, Senator Dodd and the other leaders of the Senate have been quite silent on this subject. So I think it's going to be a while, and I would say certainly months, before we're going to see action in the Congress on proxy access. With respect to proxy expense reimbursement, I'd be very surprised. I don't think the SEC has the authority to direct corporations to do that. The most they could do is with the Delaware law set up in the CA case, allow proposals that meet the standards of that case in the proxy statement, but that's basically going to be a 2010 event. They don't have authority to tell companies how to spend their money. And I think the Congress is unlikely to take that up, and if they did, I think there'd be intense opposition from the business community of the federal government getting into the business of changing the economics of proxy contests. So I don't expect any federal action on that. I think we're most likely to see federal action in the Congress on say-on-pay in some form, and I think and these Delaware amendments don't deal directly with that.
Okay. Well, all right, John, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts. And again, everybody, that has been John Olson who's been talking with us, and he is a partner at the law firm of Gibson, Dunn and Crutcher, and he's been sharing his thoughts about some of the upcoming possible changes to the Delaware corporation law. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and that concludes this podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a good day.